Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Let's go!
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Yo, what's good, y'all? It's your boy, Curtis E. The Grand Rising Show. Wake your ass the fuck. Get up. Let's do something today. Today we're talking about crossbreeding experiments that the government does not want us knowing. Yo, they've made, I just got this sent to me in my inbox, and whatever we was going to talk about today, I don't want to talk about it. I want to talk about this because this is some serious shit, and I've been talking about this stuff for a while now. Off and on since I've been doing this radio show, I've been talking about how the government is doing things behind our backs and we don't know nothing about it. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. So I have a video, and we're going to listen to this video about all the things that they've been creating behind our backs, like bees and other creatures like monkeys that are human, that were mixed with human beings. And I don't know, it's crazy what we're going to talk about today. So make sure you stay tuned in with us. It's going to get crazy tonight. Today, I said tonight, I'm so used to doing the radio show, behind the scenes show. But yeah, DJ Diamond Cuts, Philly Zoo Remix on the Grand Rising Show. Let's get going, y'all.
Hey, DK, what up? Hey, look, I'm from Philly, right? We don't even play no games around here. Young dudes is dying for nothing, so I just bought me a big chopper.
Yeah,
a big chopper. I just bought me a chopper from a poppy named Rico. Stole half a key and blew it all on the C-Lo. Been on the D-Lo and watching out for the people. Car paid for, I don't know nothing about a repo. For the low, you could get it. I'm on the go with my head. I'm talking broad day like we still alone. I'm feeling like that.
We just some young hitters mobbing through the streets. Yeah, fly through Benji's, knee up in the seat. Gucci got his middle finger to police. I got some homies that get money. I got homies that want beef. We out here, shit. Meet me anywhere, air it out anywhere. Funny how you suckers worry about my whereabouts. Rat ass niggas capture me, air them out. What? It's only right that I put the pen in the mirror. Out. Champion like I'm Bernard Hopkins, stop it, we can get it poppin'. So make me get my goons to ski up and get to choppin'.
Yeah!
Pop. It's Miss Amazing. It only took a year to get my city on lock. If Diamond catch the first with it, then you know it's gon' pop. She dropped a bomb, never laid me to sit down. Got machetes and finger freddies, and it's like more to come. Combat, this is combat. Doing by the city, know I run that. 6-inch pump to some butters with this tongue bit. From the city where the kids get rough. Come on, sis, you know damn well that ain't enough. So why just keep it going, fit that tone. He ain't even know I can sit that long. Take no rest, no regret from the PJ. Never even thought I'd see that. No, this the floor that made them say they love me. And bottom line, I'm number one, can't put no one above me. Know that.
Woke up this morning, couldn't find my bitch. Flipping up the covers, she was sucking on my dick. Nothing that I do is say it strictly for the kids. And that nigga say he gon' kill me. Well, I'm already dead. I don't smoke no weed, but your shit smell like mint. Demons in me, mixed breed, and heaven sent. And I'm screaming fake town till Jesus come back. And now I hit you with the Uzi, diamond toting that Mac.
This is so important, I'm transporting and some gorgeous. I'm talking Madonna, my comic dollars is so enormous. Bigger digits, the bigger bitches, I'm from Norbit. I'm talking bitches for gold and riches, or did you caught it? Or did you catch it? My secret message, I'm floating water. My flow is hectic, my shit erected, just act your daughter. My local quarters across the border in Bora Bora. Do I let them hoes? Kinda of
solo.
I don't really get along with the frauds, I just walk as a boss. The shit you niggas talking is false. If your chick tossing a drug, call it a loss. I'm petty, my chick left me, so I'm talking to y'all. Niggas hate it when I talk to they bras, so they pull them close whenever I pass, like they walking they dogs. That's a holiday cheer, we need to get a stack our way. So get it black, you'll get blacked on a Black Friday.
Yo, Doc,
you are now tuned into Behind the Scenes Radio.
Yeah. Ada P, nigga. Ha, we come, we bustin', we bustin'. We coming like the Russians. Woo. You know we coming hard, you can hear it in the question. Come, we bustin', yeah. We bustin', hell yeah, they know we bustin'. We bustin', we bustin', hell yeah, they know we bustin'. We bustin', yeah. We bustin', we coming like the Russians. Let a nigga run up on me, won't hesitate to touch you. Come, yeah. We bustin', hell yeah, they know we bustin',
yeah.
We bustin', we bustin', hell yeah, they know we bustin'. When I'm bustin', I'm bustin', don't even think I'm bluffin'. 25 shootin' blueberries all up in your muffin. Like it's nothing, man. You niggas think you toughin', till niggas get the spray. You like David with the roughin', and my squad on deck. Playin', no discussion. Serve sippin' in this bitch, it ain't no rubber tussin'. Fast cars, no keys, all we press the button. And you claim you get money, but you ain't showin' nothing. I know for a fact, I need my own letters. Keep a pump when I'm truckin', feel like Jerome Bettis. You quick to borrow straps, I got my own weapons. And you boys all talk, just like a phone message. Yeah, been through some real shit and that's evident. Started stacking my paper, I did it ever since. We eat money and music, that's my medicine. But once I hit the door, man, they gon' let it come. We bustin', we bustin', we comin' like the Russians. You know we comin' hard, you can hear it in the discussion. Come, we bustin', hell yeah, they know we bustin'. We bustin', we bustin', hell yeah, they know we bustin'. We bustin', we bustin', we comin' like the Russians. Let a nigga run up on me, won't hesitate to touch me. Come, we bustin'.
Huh?
We bustin', hell yeah, they know we bustin'.
Yo,
we bustin',
King,
we
homie.
Bustin', hell yeah, they know we bustin'.
Let go. Ridin' through the city, got my strap. Cause these young niggas, man, they don't know how to act. You turn your back and they'll kill you in a minute.
In a minute.
Niggas stay high, blowin' on that spinach. Gucci down to my motherfucking wallet.
In my wallet.
Nigga been fly, I ain't never need a stylist. New Panamera, nigga, I'm the pilot.
I'm the pilot.
2015, it ain't even got no mileage. Got that Nina and you know I got the ladder in it.
Ladder
I hit your stomach, see your lap, I put your bladder in it. These niggas crying like, what the fuck the matter with him? He ain't no threat, they ain't even had to hit him. But we be bustin',
we bustin', bustin'. We coming like the Russians. You know we coming hard, you can hear it in discussion. Cause we bustin', we bustin', hell yeah, they know we bustin'. We bustin', we bustin', hell yeah, they know we bustin'. We bustin', we bustin',
hey, Ma,
we come in like the Russians. Let a nigga run up on me, won't hesitate to touch me. Cause we bustin', we bustin', hell yeah, they know we bustin'.
Yeah.
We bustin', we bustin', we bustin', hell yeah, they know we bustin'.
I'm bustin', I'm bustin', Fred and Ego is clutchin'.
Uh-huh.
Discussin' repercussions, accompanied by concussions. The block get to dumpin', the Glock get to touchin'. I don't care about cops, I don't care who they cuffin'. I used to play red light, green light.
Uh-huh.
Bought the laser, still play with red light, green light.
Right.
See, I'm here to erase shit. Hammer spit banana clips, I'm going ape shit. I got the West like the niggas in Paris.
What else?
Still shoot the block up like the niggas in Paris. Sawed off in the Matic, it's all off when I clap.
What else?
Shoot at a park four door just for the practice. Galled up. Bronze spread
BX.
My shooter gon' hit you just cause Fred said it. Came with my niggas, 8 more and Gilly.
Slow.
Enough ammunition, hit 8 more.
Feel me? We bustin', we comin' like the Russians.
Woo.
You know we comin' hard, you can hear it in discussion. Cause we bustin',
yeah.
We bustin', hell yeah, they know we bustin'. We bustin', we bustin', hell yeah, they know we bustin'. We bustin',
yeah.
We bustin', we comin' like the Russians. Let a nigga run up on me, won't hesitate to touch me. Cause we bustin', we bustin', hell yeah, they know we bustin'.
What?
We bustin', we bustin', hell yeah, they know we bustin'.
What?
Niggas hatin' on them, but they bitch ain't. Follow my nigga DJ Ant.
I need this.
516-595-8305. Any artists that want to send their music into us to get played on the Grand Rising Show or Behind the Scenes Radio on Sundays, make sure you send your music to BHINDTHESCENAIRPLAY. That's Behind the Scenes Airplay at gmail.com. Only send MP3 formatted tracks only. And here we go, B.O.B. After Hours on the Grand Rising Show.
Hey, Keith, fuck these niggas up.
Clank, clank. Woke up with a drink, ayy. Don't blink. Looking for your boo high seat, ayy. Roll that shit pronto. Kush OJ Bronco. Pass that shit rondo. Now your hoe, my hoe. She bloom like a flower off that whiskey tower, and she lit in Vegas in the Encore Tower, she know I can only lick it after showers, Keisha fuck Tommy and Belly and Empower. No, 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 my eyes ain't low, that's just the way my eyes go. Fit bae gon' work out at home, she squat this pole like cardio. Too real, Bobby gotta jump and doing flips. Front flips, back flips, ooh, poor mattress. We just cracked the tablet, feeling fantastic. Sun went down, your hoe showed up, threw it in the circle like donuts. Thought she was sweet, I knew she was free, but hey man, take one to no one. Party in the hills, party out pills, that's why you can't keep still. Nigga be fake, but the hate be real, somebody tell the bro niggas chill. Ass on fake, but it feels so real, fuck it, I'm still gon' drill. Say she gon' go and she gon' go, ho, ho, yes sir, I bet she will. I'm just tryna get in her bed, she just tryna get in my wheel. I'm rollin' on two wheels, so bitch don't tell me chill. I don't drip, Bob just spill, she tryna get a refill. Walls gotta get rebuilt, looking for that nigga he here. Till I hit it all night, and I was being so sincere. Say that she celibate, I know she celibate, act like I never trick, she wants some evidence. She been tryna smash into elements.
This is Max Groove, smooth jazz recording artist, producer, and DJ. I like to stay tuned into the hottest internet radio station in the universe, Behind the Scenes, with hosts Curtis and Niecy Lee, every Sunday night and every other Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Hi, this is Max Groove, smooth jazz recording artist, producer, and DJ. I like to stay tuned into the hottest internet radio station in the universe, Behind the Scenes, with hosts Curtis and Niecy Lee, every Sunday night and every other Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. 516-595-8305. Again, I'm Max Groove, inviting you to join me on my radio show, Jazzin' to the Max, on Global Sensations Radio Network, GSRN, the place where your music lives.
are now tuned into Behind the Scenes Radio.
I want that money stacked higher than my attic. I do whatever for that paper, I'm an addict. When you in your own lane, middle finger traffic. Just show me where the money is, and I'll be at it. All I had when I was younger was my quarters and thoughts. Cause in my head I had more dreams than I knew I could afford. And so I did what I had to, cause I knew I deserved more. I left my Civic in the past, got on a whole new Accord. Started moving without the money, cause I know it's gon' come. Major told me when it's divided, I get remain the one. I'm looking for that money daily, like it owe me some money. For that bread, I'm out the bed, like Jesus second coming. Have all my lawyer fees in order, just in case there's a running. And let the money do the talking, because I don't know nothing. There's not an hour that goes by that I don't think about a dollar. Being broke at the wrong time will turn you into a monster, I tell you. So I'ma go get it today. What's gonna get in my way? You want it, you need it, you got it. Just give me your call and I send it your way. That's all I can think about. I swear to you, I got this shit figured out. I'm telling you, this rap shit is too easy. I try to tell them, but they don't believe. I want that money stacked higher than my attic. I do whatever for that paper, I'm an addict. When you in your own lane, middle finger traffic. Just show me where the money is, and I'll be at it. Nobody showed me how to hustle, how I learned that on my own. And there was no light left on for me, had to find my way home. And when I got some time alone, I spent that time in my thoughts. I got that money, bring it back to base like this shit's a sport. I found a couple ways to get it since my old life of crime. Everything between the jukes to getting dubs for a dime. And now I take the shit I learned, I put them into my rhymes. Became a lyricist for hire, just show me dotted lines. I'm driving something candy coated, see my sugar inside. You know me, rolling up, she got stacks thick as her thighs. I picture me in something tinted, there's no peek in the side. I call my knights to the round table when it's time to divide. I go ahead and blow some bands to make some room in the safe. I'm filling empty space with dollars, ain't no room for debate. And every day I'm working something that's gonna make me a million. Go in the fridge and see nothing, my kids will not know that feeling, I promise. So I'ma go get it today, you're not gonna get in my way. You want it, you need it, you got it, just give me a call and I'll send it your way. That's all I can think about, I swear to you I got this shit figured out. I'm telling you this rap shit is too easy, I try to tell them but they don't believe. I want that money stacked higher than my attic. I do whatever for that paper, I'm an addict. When you in your own lane, middle finger traffic. Just show me where the money is, and I'll be at it. I want the money stacked higher than my attic. I do whatever for that paper, I'm an addict. When you in your own lane, nigga, fuck the traffic. Just show me where the money is, and I'll be at it.
Yo, yo, it's your boy Hamptons Dave, and you lamping with the Ryan Show FM on Behind the Scenes Radio.
Yeah, it's your boy Curdy, and T, the number is 516-595-8305. Make sure that you press 1 if you want to talk. Yo, today we talking about on the Grand Rising Show, experiments that the government does not want us to know. And they've been... Yo, listen, when I let y'all listen to this shit, yo, y'all gonna realize, like, the government has been doing a lot of crazy things probably even before you was even born. It's a lot of stuff going on that, yeah, we have no idea what is really going on. They've been hiding stuff from us. Like how I've told people before on here, I'm from the Midwest. Everybody knows I'm from the Midwest. And I remember when the, what was that called? The stealth bomber came out. When they actually put it out, that they had a plane that was so fast that it couldn't get shot down. But then it's another plane also that is so fast that they can't shoot it down. That was at Mach speed, but I it's another plane. I can't remember which one it is. It's so fucking fast that when they shoot missiles when the enemy shoot missiles at this fucking plane, the plane is so fast that they hit the afterburners and the missile can't catch this motherfucker. That's how fast this fucking airplane is, and they use it in all the wars. But anyway, those are just things that they do that we don't know nothing about, because at one point in time, the stealth bomber, no one knew about it. When it came out, it had already been out for like 30 years. Like, it's just crazy how, you know, they do experiments. So that's what we about to do right now. We about to listen to this this video real quick that I got, or this sound clip. It's about 20 minutes long, and it's talking about everything that the government, a lot of the things, they're not going to talk about everything, because the government ain't going to let you know everything that's going on. But if we truly knew what was going on, people would be hysterical. There would be no control over anyone. For instance, I honestly believe that we live on a flat planet, for the simple fact is, if you've ever rode an airplane before, you probably never really paid attention to it. But when you fly on an airplane, I have been on the East Coast on an airplane, and I've been on the West Coast on an airplane, and I flew from the Midwest to both places. So I always get a window seat, because I just like the whole ambiance of the sky, and I've always wanted to see the curvature of the earth. And when you're in an airplane 30,000 miles up, 30,000 feet in the air, which is like a mile or two above sea level. No, more than a mile. It's more than, I know, it's high. Put it like this. If you jump out that motherfucker, you gonna die. Anyway, shit, it's so high. If you jump out, you're gonna die from a heart attack or tripping in your mind before you got enough time to die in the sky before you hit the ground. Like, you're high above the clouds. And I've always wanted to see the curvature, because they say the world is a circle. But when you're in an airplane, you can't see the curvature of the earth. And if you're 30,000 miles up, you should be able to see the curvature of the earth. I've been to AC. That's water. If you're looking out on the ocean in AC, you're looking towards China and Europe. And I can see pretty far. I got pretty good vision. There's no curvature. You should be able to, you know. Or what about the moon, you know? What about the sun? The sun is in, they say that the sun is in space, but there's complete darkness in space. But somehow, some way, they want us to believe that even though it's dark in space, the sun is shooting straight to us. Somehow, some way, they want us to believe this shit. It doesn't make sense to anyone like me, because I think differently. I'm very open-minded about things. I really, like, when I hear things and when I see things, not only do I think in my mind about it, but I think how other people will perceive it. I also try to put myself in third person. I try to think about how people feel about it, what they will feel about it. And I'm pretty good at getting reactions from people. I can tell if I say something to somebody, I know how to get a reaction. It may be negative, it may be positive, but that's a gift that I've gotten, that I've learned how to get reactions from people. If I want to see, well, if that's a whole nother story, but I've learned how to get reactions from people, but I'm kind of like drifting off. But let's get into this video that I have. It's called Crossbreeding Experiments That the Government Does Not Want You to Know. You can go look this up on YouTube. But this is deep. Let's get into this. I want to get into this. Let's go.
Starting off this countdown, we have the human-monkey hybrid. Guys, I wish this was fake, but it's not. So scientists are currently trying to make human-monkey hybrids. They have high hopes that these experiments will succeed because monkeys and humans are similar genetically. Spanish biologist Juan Carlos Belmonte is working with monkey researchers in China to perform these experiments. So basically, they are mixing human cells into monkey embryos. Their objective is to grow a monkey whose organs are completely made out of human cells. They then would use these animals and their organs for people that need the organs. Of course, this is controversial in a number of ways, as you can imagine. In our number 9 spot today, we have bees. Before I dive into this one, guys, please don't forget to hit the thumbs up button if you're enjoying the video so far, because it really helps us out. A lot of us know bees is pretty harmless and kind of cute little pollinators, unless, of course, you're allergic or terrified, but truthfully, bees normally do a lot more good than harm. That was, of course, until an experiment in the 70s went awry and caused a new crossbred bee. This experiment was to take a regular honeybee and breed it with a bee that was found in Africa that produces a lot more honey, and of course, the goal was to produce a manageable bee that would also be able to provide more honey than a regular honeybee would. Well, the bees that came out were a lot less manageable, and they didn't even make more honey. After this experiment ended, however, the bees got out into the environment, and the 80s saw the beginning of the trouble. These bees are not only aggressive towards other kinds of bees, which creates a huge problem, but they're also very aggressive towards humans. And when these bees sting, their stinger stays with them so they can sting multiple times. Victims of these swarms receive 10 times as many stings as regular swarms. They react to disturbances 10 times faster, and they will also chase the disturbance a quarter of a mile. These bees have actually caused at least 1,000 deaths. So it's safe to say that this is one experiment gone horribly wrong. Moving on, at number 8, we have the pig-human hybrid. Again, you heard me correctly. Scientists at the Salk Institute for Biological Sciences in California have created a human-pig hybrid. So in 2017, an embryo was placed in an adult pig for 4 weeks. Then it was taken out and analyzed, and the embryo survived and contained some human cells. So their hope is to grow human organs inside of pigs instead of waiting for a donor, similar to the tests that are being done on the monkeys, as I previously mentioned. No animals are safe at this point. In our number 7 spot today, we have the wolfin. I wish I never had to say the word wolfin, but unfortunately, they do exist. These guys are created when a female common bottlenose dolphin is bred with a male false killer whale. They're extremely rare and have been found in the wild, but unfortunately, most of the ones that have existed were bred in captivity. The first recorded wolfin was born at the Tokyo SeaWorld in 1981, and he very sadly died just 200 days later. Probably a prime example of why they really maybe shouldn't even exist in the first place. The first that was born in the United States that actually miraculously survived was at a sea life park in Hawaii in May of 1985. She ended up having 3 babies. The first passed away after a few days. The second passed away at the age of 9. But thankfully, the third one is still living. In March of last year, both her and her daughter are still alive, but they still remain in captivity. Coming in at number 6, we have Ilya Ivanich Ivanov. What a name. But this is the name of the dude that originally tried to create a human-chimp hybrid. Ilya was a Russian biologist who did a number of disturbing experiments in the 1920s. He started with crossbreeding animals. So he managed to produce a zebra donkey hybrid, a Z-donk, and a bison cow cross, which is a Zubron, and also crossed rats, mice, guinea pigs, and rabbits together with each other. But he decided to take it further with the human and monkey crossing. In fact, he successfully managed to inseminate 3 female chimpanzees with human sperm. His experiments were so famous that 5 women actually offered to carry half-ape babies inside of them in the name of science. which thankfully didn't go through. Or if it did, he did it in private with no one else knowing.
In the number 5 spot today, we have farm cattle. In the 1990s, farmers in India were told that if they crossbred their cattle, they'd be able to breed cattle that could produce more milk, which would of course mean more money for them and their family. This should be amazing and great, right? Well, considering why we're all here today, I think we all know the answer to that question. Different breeds of bulls were brought in and farmers were expecting great things, but they ended up being stuck with cattle that did produce more milk, but also needed way more higher quality food, or else they'd stop producing more milk, and they were less resistant to the local diseases, so they required more veterinary visits. So it's this kind of situation like, yes, they are producing more milk, which will get us some more money, but they also cost us more, and truthfully, most of the times the increased milk production did not outweigh the growing cost.
In our 4th spot, we have Hiromitsu Nakuchi. Hiromitsu is a stem cell biologist from Tokyo. Just recently, his experiments have been approved by the government. And let me tell you what he's planning on doing. Basically, he hopes to grow human cells in mice and rats, and then transplant those embryos into surrogate animals. So again, another experiment having to do with growing human cells in animals. So his experiment started by injecting some cells into rat and mice embryos. But those rodents have been genetically manipulated so they can't make a pancreas for themselves. But his hope is that the rodents' bodies will use the human cells to then make a pancreas for themselves. Here's the thing. While conducting the experiments, if they find that the rats are starting to develop a human-type brain, then they have to stop the experiments on them. It's part of the agreement that he has with the government. They don't want a humanized animal coming into existence.
In the number 3 spot today, we have the beefalo. Okay, so beefalo sounds kind of cute and silly, and it also looks pretty normal, so what could be wrong with this one? Well, let's start at the beginning. So, a guy named Charles Buffalo Jones started breeding them in 1906 because the bison population in Arizona at the time was so exceptionally low. So, bison were bred with domestic cattle in order to produce a hardy commercial animal. He ended up just giving up on this and released the animals, who were then managed by the state, and the numbers remained relatively low because of the limited hunting licenses. Well, when the beefalo found their way into a national park where hunting is banned and there aren't any natural predators, the population began to grow by 50% a year. That's wild! So none of this is necessarily bad, but it's the animal's environmental impact that is really the trouble. First off, they're very thirsty animals and can consume 10 gallons each per trip to a watering hole. So they can obviously clear up a water source pretty quickly. Not to mention the fact that they do their business in the water and how their heavy weight compacts the soil. Basically, they have thrown the ecosystem off balance and have pushed out other animals, and the insects and plant life around have also been affected.
In our 2nd spot, we have the breeding gone wrong. If you're a dog lover like Olivia and I, then this story is going to make you upset. In 2010, a woman named Julie Leroy was working as an animal control officer when an owner of a pit bull puppy said she didn't want to keep her. When Julie saw the dog, she was in complete disbelief. The dog had a squishy body, huge jaw, a bad underbite, and was oddly shaped. That's because the dog suffered from short spine syndrome. That's because they got the dog from a backyard breeder who was carelessly breeding a bunch of his dogs together. Thankfully, Julie took the dog in and gave her a loving home. But it's sad to see dogs born like this just from reckless people who only have money on their mind.
In our number 1 spot today, we have lions. In the 1980s, the Chatmir Zoo in India started an experimental program where they would breed together a domestic lion, which is a bit smaller and has a less shaggy mane, with an African lion in the hopes that they could be introduced to the wild and help with the dwindling population of wild lions in India. The zoo found 2 African lions that were being used in a circus and brought them in to breed with their 2 Asiatic lions. When the cubs were born, it was clear that this was already a mistake as the cubs had severely weak back legs. They were having extreme trouble walking, and as they got older, their immune systems started to fail. By 2000, when they had already bred more than 70 of these hybrid lions, they finally decided to stop the program, and all of the males were given vasectomies in order to stop any reproduction. There are laws that prohibit them from killing animals, so they were simply just waiting for them to die naturally. When there's a dwindling population of lions, it's insane to me that they wasted 20 years trying to do this when they could have just simply bred the lions that they had.
Starting off this countdown, we have the Rabbit Man. Yes, I'm talking about a human-animal hybrid between a human and a rabbit. So basically, the first successful experiment was done in 2003 in Shanghai. A team of scientists managed to fuse human cells with rabbit eggs. In the United States, scientists have been trying to do the same thing, but their attempts were always unsuccessful. But in Shanghai, they managed to pull it off. This experiment was done to see if rabbits could be used to grow cells or tissues for transplant patients. But in the end, they only allowed the human rabbit to develop for a couple of days before they had to destroy it and then harvest it for stem cells. Moving on at number 9, we have the goat-human milk mix. Let me just start by saying this experiment is quite interesting, to say the least. But basically, scientists have figured a way for goats to produce human breast milk. So basically, scientists transferred human genes for breast milk enzymes and proteins into goat embryos. In the end, they found that the milk the goats were producing was not 100% human, but it contained 60% of the lysosome and lactoferrin found in human milk. Maybe this weird goat human milk is gonna change the future. It could feed and save babies in need. It also means a longer shelf life for this milk. Would you guys ever try this milk? Let me know in the comments below. Moving on at number 8, we have the pigs with human blood. In my last video, I talked about how pigs were used to help create human organs. Well, that's not all. Researchers at Mayo Clinic in Minnesota have managed to create pigs with human blood. Yeah, they have human blood pumping through their veins. Not only that, but some of their cells in the blood merge to create pig-human cell hybrids. Kind of weird, not gonna lie. Hit that thumbs up button if you agree. But scientists are using this to study how viral infections can transfer from animals to humans. In our 7th spot, we have the glow-in-the-dark cats. Scientists have been conducting experiments on cats to study molecules that could stop HIV/AIDS. So the virus responsible for HIV in humans is similar to feline immunodeficiency virus, FIV, in cats. So what they did was insert a gene that produces a fluorescent protein called GFP. This is produced naturally in jellyfish, believe it or not. But it's what gives these kitties a green glow. Then they also inserted a gene that blocks the FIV virus into unfertilized eggs of the cat. When the cat gave birth to the kitties, if they glowed green, that meant they also have the anti-FIV gene. They hope that these experiments will one day lead to them finding a way to make humans resistant to HIV. In our 6th spot, we have the human sheep livers. In 2007, scientists at the University of Nevada, Reno, claimed they managed to grow human livers inside of sheep. So they did this by injecting human stem cells from bone marrow into growing sheep fetuses. Sheep is apparently good for this because their circulatory system is similar to ours. In the end, they said the livers will be made with 20% human cells. They are hopeful that one day this can be used to help grow human organs for those in need of transplants. We are now at our 5th and halfway mark with the mice with a human brain. In 2005, Irving Westman, a professor at Stanford University and co-founder of the company Stem Cells Inc., was given permission to create a mouse-human hybrid. So what they did was transplant human brain stem cells into the brains of mice. They did this in hopes to study neurodegenerative diseases like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's disease. In the first round of tests, they found that the mouse brain consisted of less than 1% of human cells. But in 2010, they were much more successful. That's when they managed to, and I quote, use mouse stem cells to develop sensory hair cells, which could combat human hearing loss. They also managed to make the mice more human, in the sense that the mice with the human brain cells were more intelligent than other regular mice. Isn't that crazy? Like, their brains were containing certain human cells. Science is crazy. Hit that thumbs up button if you agree. Coming in at number 4, we have Oliver the chimpanzee. Now, this next story was quite controversial for a number of reasons. But basically, there was a chimpanzee named Oliver that wasn't like other chimps. No, he had a lot of human characteristics that made people think that he was indeed a human-chimpanzee hybrid. For example, he had more human-like traits. He had a flatter face than other chimpanzees, and he walked on 2 feet instead of all 4s. He also preferred human females over female chimpanzees. In fact, a lot of doctors and scientists at the time were convinced he was a human bee, a human and a chimpanzee. Furthermore, renowned Dr. Gordon Gallup from the University of New York said there was reason to suspect that Oliver was a human-chimpanzee hybrid. Now, they ended up finding out that his chromosomes matched that of a chimpanzee, not a human. But they never did a full DNA test. So, many people think that Oliver was some messed up experiment. In our third spot, we have cow eggs with human cells. In 2008, British researchers were given the okay to conduct some human-animal experiments. So they decided to manipulate cow eggs. They took the nucleus of the cow egg, which is the source of the most DNA, and replaced it with the nucleus of a human cell. They then watched the egg develop and multiply. Scientists could then extract the stem cells from this and use it for disease treatments. These experiments were conducted with the hope to one day find a cure for Parkinson's disease. Moving on to number two, we have the human sheep. Okay, this one has to be the weirdest one on this list. I feel like I said that before already, but just wait and you be the judge. So in 2017, villagers in South Africa were horrified when a sheep gave birth to something that they thought was brought into this world by the devil. The sheep did not look like a sheep or lamb or whatever. Instead, it looked like a half-human with hooves. Many people in the village were convinced that bestiality and witchcraft were behind this creature, whereas others believed that it was sent by the devil. Apparently, it was just a stillborn lamb. But still, there's a lot of rumors of someone injecting the sheep with male sperm. And in our number one spot, we have the mouse with the human ear. In the late 90s, three doctors started doing experiments on creating human body parts in a lab. One of the things they managed to do was grow a human ear on the back of a mouse. So they did this by creating an ear-shaped scaffolding and putting cells of cartilage from a cow on it. They then put the mouse under anesthetic and placed this ear thing under the skin. Crazily enough, the mouse's body fed the cow cartilage cells. The scaffolding dissolved, and the mouse was growing this artificial shape of a human ear. But it was only the outside of an ear. There was no eardrum. But they did this in order to help plastic surgeons that have a hard time reconstructing human ears for their patients. So they would create this ear on the mouse and then graft it onto a person.
Number 10 with Oliver. Oliver was a chimpanzee that was acquired by American trainers in 1960. Now, they instantly thought something was strange about him. His face was too flat, his hair was too thin, his eyes were a strange color, and he also did something that no other chimp does. Oliver walked upright on two legs. This led his owners to speculate that he was the product of crossbreeding between a human and a chimp known as a humanzee. It might sound crazy, but Dr. Gordon Gallup of the University of New York said there was reason to suspect that Oliver may be a human-chimpanzee hybrid. Humans and chimps share at least 99% of their basic biological chemistry. Oliver died in 2012 with the scientific community deeming him to be a normal chimp, although a full, complete DNA test was never done. Next up at number 9 now, we have the human-pig chimera. In January 2017, scientists announced they had created a real-life human-pig hybrid. The embryos they made were only a tiny bit human, less than 0.001%. The rest was all pig, but crucially, it was a hybrid. They only lasted for 28 days, but the scientists felt it was a step in the right direction. They hope that eventually animals could even grow entire human organs ready for use. How does this one make you guys feel? I know it can be pretty divisive. At number 8 now, we have the Ningyo. The Ningyo is the Japanese equivalent of a mermaid, and in one special shrine, people claim they have a specimen. It's been dated to over 1,400 years old and bears a striking resemblance to the artwork depicting these creatures. Some visitors to the shrine claim that it's made out of stone or wood, but that's incorrect. It is genuine organic matter. Here's the thing though, other people say it's most likely advanced taxidermy, with people splicing them together after death. What do you guys think though? At number 7 now, we have the mouse ear. In 2016, Japanese scientists announced they had grown a human ear on the back of a rat. They used human stem cells injected into the rat. The stem cells developed into human cartilage tissue and molded in the rat into the shape of an ear. Now the aim for all of this is to be able to help children with facial abnormalities and give them fully grown body parts from their own DNA so it won't get rejected. Coming in at number 6,
2006 now, we have the half sheep. In June 2017, villagers from South Africa said that the offspring of a local sheep was sent by the devil, but to others, though, it looked like a human-sheep hybrid. When the villagers called...
All right, so now it's just playing another one, and the guy is talking about the same thing, but y'all heard that for yourselves, yo. If you... This is what I keep trying to tell people. There's more to this motherfucking world than we believe. It is way mermaids. They actually really created a mermaid. This chimpanzee that walks on two legs and doesn't want to have sex with other chimpanzees, only human beings. And when the chimpanzee died in 2000, I think it said 2001, they did an autopsy, but never did a DNA test. They didn't do the DNA test because they didn't want the people knowing that it was really human. Listen, y'all think that this is just a normal place, though, and it's not. Listen, you got to open up your eyes and your ears and really pay attention to what's going on around you. I mean, just honestly, for real. We've seen or heard of some crazy things, and 9 times out of 10 we push it to the side thinking that, oh, this is bullshit, it's just made up for TV. It's not. Monkeys are close to human, is it monkeys or chimpanzees? Chimpanzees are close to humans for a reason. They act like us for a reason. What is the guy's name that came? Darwin. We all know who Darwin is because we talked about Darwin. I know I talked about Darwin. Well, my teachers, when I was in school, talked to me about Darwin. And not only that, even when I got older, I looked into it. And Darwin actually said that human beings, we evolved from apes. But the crazy thing was that when Darwin looked back into his family tree, or when he started researching his family, he came to realize that he came from those. And so then he tried to say that everybody else was. Think about that. I mean... It's so much. I mean, they're growing ears on again, mouses or rats and then implanting them onto human beings. Come on, man. This shit is weird. And this shit is weird, Joe. And if you think that they're not doing more than just that, something's wrong with you. Let's get into some music, man. Messy Marv, they speaking on my name on the Grand Rising Show. We'll be back.
Whip up on me, nigga. I'm an open too, nigga. You fuck with the mind, nigga. It's 100 bands, like 100 flights, shining on them, nigga, letting them know what this cola like. Shining on them, nigga, letting them know what this cola like. I'm shining on them, nigga, letting them know what this cola like. It's 100 bands, like 200 flights, shining on them, nigga, letting them know what this cola like. Shining on them, though, letting them know what this cola like. Shining on them, nigga, letting them know what this cola like. Another brick a year. Yeah, brick a year. I'm a cash lord, this pirate, this bitch is here. It's a hit, nigga. Yeah, hit, nigga. If I slide through and I jump out on you, this stick, nigga. If I slide through and I jump out on you by this bitch, nigga. I have to slide through and jump out on you by this bitch, nigga. I don't love that bitch. We got rich, nigga. Yeah, squad gang. Meth big, nigga. I'ma press down. By the lick, nigga. I'ma let the bitch buy some new shit after this lick, nigga. Yeah, cash lord. I got the bitch, nigga. I had to jump out on you already, though, by this bitch, nigga. Mess fresh out.
They done popped the gates. Let's boss up on these bitch niggas. I couldn't wait. I went and bought a chop. The state bought a chop. Fuck a 40 cap. Bitch, fuck a clock. This headshot's never fuck around with this murder clip. I done fucked around and checked some hoe money out another bitch. And I done fucked around and checked some hoe money at that other bitch. We'll lay you down by the safe, nigga, and some other shit. Yeah, some other shit.
What's some other shit?
Another op nigga trying to kill niggas with this honey clip. So it's Mando to keep quiet, nigga, on some honey shit. And it's Mando to keep sliding, nigga, trying to murder shit. I did some state time, by the state line. Now I'm back home, round a nigga bitch getting FaceTime. Fest tell a nigga gone big back, it's gon' take time. I'm finna big back, nigga, fuck around with the state line. We from Frisco. Nigga Frisco. These federal agents wanna put down these pistols. That's exactly what these bitch niggas gon' snitch for. Blood fresh out, nigga fuck around with these pistols. The Q going up. Say the lick, nigga. I'm on third, nigga. Yeah, Q say the lick. I play a bitch. I don't play a bitch. Give me a bruh move. Might have to swear, bitch. This baby daddy gets shot in the face by some hater shit. Bitch cross gang, niggas fuck around on this cater shit. Free boom, nigga. Fuck the president. Get this blast squad, my murder gang, and we having shit.
This song, yo, this is one of my favorite songs that an artist has sent in to us. His name is Paul LaCour Jour. He is from France. And this song does not sound like he's from France, but the guy's from France. Make sure you go look him up on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. He doesn't sound like he's from France, but go check this dude out. He hot. The song is called Superhero, and he talking about some real shit when dealing with your woman. Go check him out, Paul LaCour Jour, on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that good shit. Here we go.
Wait, hold on. What happened? Wait. Hold the fuck on. Nah, it doesn't want to play it. I don't know why it's doing that. Hold on. I got to get back to it. Hold on. Because this song right here is hot. And you really got to listen to what the guy is saying.
In my web, I can be your Iron Man. They want me to work it, you know I'm a honker. Annie, are you okay? Whenever you want it, you can call me Thor, baby. I'ma bring the storm in. I'ma leave you soaking.
I can be the guardian of your galaxy.
Yeah, that's right, you know. That's right, you know.
Superhero in me,
in me, in me.
Say,
my dad like Magneto, how we rock metal. Like Gambit, I'ma play my cards. I'm a beast cause you know I go hard. It doesn't matter, I'ma play my part.
I can be the guardian of your galaxy.
Yeah, that's right, you know. Yeah, that's right, you know.
Everything you want in a superhero in me.
In me.
Yo, yo, it's your boy Hamptons Dave, and you lamping with the Ryan Show FM on Behind the Scenes Radio.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
You are now tuned into Behind the Scenes Radio.
I'ma close this on a note in which I started. First song felt my heartache. Attached to it, I started me moving forward. See, I was feeling lonely and fighting my inner self, facing honesty, wanting honesty like I'm sitting on Maury. See, tell me that my life is all mine, like 100%. No penny less, no cruising at 99. I found a book that told me the journey was out there waiting, and I've been so impatient, assuming it would arrive. My first step started in soul, body, and mind. Searching for my purpose and cold, hoping for diamonds. Had to realize I was functioning in reverse. My treasure hitting inside before stepping where they were mining. Only way to make it is seeing it for a habit. Believing your potential to fill it within your passion. Finally found my place, it just took a second to grasp it. And now it's lights, cameras, and action. Documenting, this is start of new beginnings, part apocalyptic. Had to burn it to rebuild it, had to cop a vision. Had to aim it higher than the ceiling, yeah.
Just to come
on. And I got place to go, I got place to go, I got place to go, yeah. Go on. Started by recording my records on MP3s. One takes and bad quality on repeat. Writing all my lyrics in composition with pencil. Hiding all my feelings, them lying between the sheets. Finally shared potential my senior year in the high. Got a couple fives from more popular guys. By the time I left, I went down as the illest rapper in yearbook category. A post picture with size. Moving forward, fell in love with my position on stage. Felt nervous, but it's worth it when they listened and raved. My purpose falling victim to attention, I say. I had a problem with focusing on reception, following up my last, cause ain't nothing worse than lacking when competing with past. And this was more on who I should be, who they really want to see. More me or what the industry has. Did that end in my lust for a like or follow a comment? Like social media ever show you who really honest? Like everybody watching a hit to show if the flyer was posted and double tap. But hey, at least the people who iron may think you really something that someone else can provide. The sense of disbelief I was weakened by outsiders. So every time I took a break to gather myself, I thought I loved whatever I had built. Like, documented, this is start of new beginnings, part apocalyptic. Had to burn it to rebuild it, had to cop a vision. Had to aim it higher than the ceiling, yeah.
Just to come,
and I got place to go. Sick of me being a reason for depletion of goals. It's so easy to be needy, we millennial souls, we millennial.
I can't stay like this no more. Have some strength to save my soul. I put faith inside my soul.
Thank you.
You don't know a paradox.
The metamorphic musician and I stay in tune
to the hottest internet radio station in the universe.
Behind the scenes with the host Curtis
and Niecy Lee.
Every Sunday night.
Every other Thursday night.
10 p.m. sharp
and 9 p.m. Eastern time.
You better check in.